As the lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the year 1381, there was born in a peasant home in Italy a little girl, the girl of whose feast today we celebrate. And when she grew little older, for her whole life, she would be an exemplary Christian for all stages of life and vocations. This little girl was named Margarita, but she was called Rita for short. And she set her heart upon dedicating herself to God in the Augustinian convent at her hometown Cascia in central Italy. But her father and mother ordered that instead she should marry, and even though she would so much wanted to become a nun, she sorrowfully submitted because she knew that in obeying her parents, she was fulfilling God's will. But her parents' choice was an unfortunate one, for the husband they chose for their daughter, who was named Paolo, proved to be brutal, quite cruel, and violent in his temper, so much so that he was considered the terror of the neighborhood at Cascia. Saint Rita was only 18 when she was already the mother of two sons who were twins. And her husband, Paolo, was employed as a watchman for the town. And for 18 years of marriage, Saint Rita bare all his temperaments and outbursts with heroic patience and gentleness. But also with a breaking heart, she watched her two sons fall more and more under their father's evil influence. She shed many tears and prayed for her husband and sons without ceasing. And finally, her prayers were answered. Eventually, there came a day when her husband's conscience was touched, so that he begged her forgiveness for all the suffering he had caused to her during their marriage. But Italy was a hotbed of political rivalry between cities, and Paolo often found himself drawn into conflicts in politics. And one day, when he was returning from work, he was ambushed and killed. The immense pain which this unexpected and violent death inflicted upon Saint Rita was only compounded by the fear she felt that her two teenage sons were now moved by the law of vendetta, which means blood revenge, to seek to take revenge of their father's death. Again, her only recourse was to prayer and persuasion. But her example of forgiveness and her pleading and her prayers for their change of heart, all of these were unable to move the two boys. So Rita entrusted the cause totally to God, and her prayer was answered. Before the boys had carried out their purpose of murder, they suddenly got an illness which proved fatal. Their mother nursed them tenderly and succeeded in bringing them to a better mind, so that they died forgiving and forgiven. Now Saint Rita was left all alone in the world, and now she was again longing for the religious life which she had hoped to attain when she was a little girl. She tried to enter the Augustinian convent at Cascia, but she was told that the constitutions and rules of the order forbade the reception of any but virgins. Three times she made application, begging to be admitted in any capacity the nuns would like, and three times the prioress refused her entrance. But nevertheless, again, her persistence triumphed. The rules were relaxed in her favor, and she received the habit in the year 1413, when she was 36 years old. And now, when she lived in a convent, Saint Rita displayed the same submission and humility which she had shown as a daughter and as a wife. No fault whatsoever could be found with her observance of the rule. From her very childhood, Saint Rita had had a special devotion to the sufferings of our Lord. And once in Good Friday, she heard an eloquent sermon about the crown of thorns, and then a strange instance followed. While she knelt there in the church, absorbed in prayer, she suddenly felt a huge pain. One of the thorns had detached itself from the crucifix and struck itself in her forehead. This wound, which came from one of the thorns, developed into quite open and big wound which she had, and it was so bad that she had to be secluded from the rest. So once again, after death of her family and finally entering the convent, now she was all alone again. But she was happy to bear this suffering and seclusion for the rest of her life, even though it really left her, like our Lord, separated and almost abandoned by everyone. But still, Saint Rita would never relax any of the austerities of the convent. When she was nearing her death, she asked a visitor to go to her old garden and bring her a rose. It was early in the season, and the friend thought she was just deluring from her sickness. But the friend wanted to be nice to her and went to the garden. And what a great surprise when the friend, entering there, saw on a bush a rose in full bloom. Dear children, because all the difficulties and all the great answers God gave her, Saint Rita is labeled as patroness of hopeless cases. We should often have her intercession when we have something, some trouble or sorrow of which there seems to be no way out. And it's a really good title for her, because she has been going through so many pain in her life, but still God always gave the answer. But how truly she is patroness of hopeless cases, you might realize from this. She finally became a saint in heaven, and as we all should do. But really, what comes to salvation, we are all hopeless cases. We might be good in some hobbies, in our work, in our studies, and being a nice person to our friends and parents. But really, what it takes to become a saint, that's always too hard, impossible for a man to do with his own strength. Our Lord says clearly, for a man, salvation is impossible. But children, for God, everything is possible. We have all kind of troubles in life, but nothing is really hopeless, not to God. To our strength, many things can seem to be hopeless, but not to God. And that's why Saint Rita is such a great saint and patroness of hopeless cases, because she gave everything she had to God, because she knew on her own she would really be all alone, she would really be abandoned. But when she put her hope to God, everything was turned to good, and even concretely, and the dry bushes turned into lovely roses. Remember her, children, if you have some sorrow which seems to be overwhelming your mind, that if you trust God, the good God who holds the solution to everything, will hear you pray your prayers, and nothing is hopeless to Him. And when we put our hope, all our hope and love to Him, we will be receiving this great and greatest reward there is, to become one of His little children in everlasting heavenly kingdom. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.